So we left off yesterday where the Ran had taught us that there's a fundamental difference between what constitutes a mechitza for the purposes of Shabbos and what constitutes a mechitza for the purposes of Sukkah. And the illustration of that distinction was within the realm of Turas HaPesach. So this halacha that we find in Maseches Erevin in many, many places concerning Shabbos, actually the first Mishnah Erevin, we spoke a little bit about it last night year, that the Mishnah tells us that you can build a Turas HaPesach, one pole, and a wire across the top. So that's okay in Hilchas Shabbos. So in Hilchas Sukkah, the Ran claims that's not going to work. The only time we find Turas HaPesach doing anything in Hilchas Sukkah is on the third wall, when you already have a tefach, as if it's a chum midrabanan, but midaraisa, forget it, you can't build a sukkah with Turas HaPesach. The question is, why not? If it's a wall, it's a wall. It's a mechitza, it's a mechitza. So the Ran refers back to the last sugya, where we already saw the first distinction between Shabbos and Sukkah, concerning mechitza she'en nikaros. We said that although there is a halacha Moshe Messina called good asik, and if you have a pillar in the middle of the street, so we say good asik mechitza in terms of a Shabbos, the mechitza is going. But for Sukkah that doesn't work. But in a mechitza nikaros for leika. So the Ran explained to us in the previous sugya, why is that you need mechitzas nikaros? So the answer is that for purposes of sukkah, it's not enough just to have mechitzas. You have to have a mechom dira. It has to realistically, physically be a place that one would live in. So one would not live in an area that he can't even see the mechitzas. That even though the mechitzas are technically halachically there, you have imaginary lines. That's all they are. They're imaginary. Imaginary lines are good for halach, and not so good for building a house. So too the Ran says that Turas HaPesach is also an imaginary mechitza. It's a joke. A guy's got a pole, and a thing across the top. No one would ever live in such a thing. So says the Ran, therefore, min haTorah, just as mechitza sheher nikaros are no good, so too Turas HaPesach are no good. So at the very end of the shiur yesterday, we made reference to the point that this is really the Ran l'shitaso. Those Rishonim who didn't buy into the Ran in the sugya of mechitza sheher nikaros, such as the Rambam, as the Ramban, as Rabbi Chaim, that developed all Yisod from their sugya, so there are many Rishonim who say, no, there is no difference between Shabbos and Sukkah in the sugya of mechitza sheher nikaros. What the Gemara meant was something totally different. What the Gemara meant when it said that you need mechitzas hanikaros, what that means is to invoke the principle of good asik. For that halacha mashusin of good asik, you can only say good asik if there are mechitzas mikaros. Bein mishabbos, bein mesukkah. According to those Rishonim who say that there is no distinction between the two, so then we can't use that as a model. The Ran is using that as a model. Just as that's a distinction, so too Turas HaPesach is a distinction. But if that itself is not correct, half the Rishonim, the Ram and the Ramban say that itself is not correct, then obviously the extension of the Ran is not going to be correct either. So at least we have one approach to explain why is this phenomenon true. Why is it that Turas HaPesach don't work for Sukkah, because of that sugya of Mechitzas Nikaros, the same idea that you need a Makom Dira. But maybe there's an entirely different understanding. Maybe we can accept the Ran's conclusion, but maybe we can offer a different approach as to why Turas HaPesach fall short in terms of Hilchas Sukkah. So in order to understand that, we have to go back to Turas HaPesach and ask ourselves, where did Turas HaPesach come from in the first place? We you don't have to go very far in Erev, and you get to that base, you already bump into Turas HaPesach. But Chazal never tell us, Benon Amil, where did it come from? What's this whole Tzadush of Turas HaPesach? What's the source for it? So there is a Prima Gadim that raises the following Shaila, basic fundamental Shaila, and the Prima Gadim himself relates this to our discussion in terms of Chesukah. So that's Prima Gadim. What would the din be if a person has an area that's not a Rishas Ram Deraisa? It's an area of a bikwa. It's an area out in the middle of a field somewhere. It's not a majorly, heavily thoroughfare of people. So we don't have to be concerned with what we spoke about earlier in the week, Asi Rabim about the Mechitz. We don't have to worry about Rishas Rabim knocking out the walls. But on the other hand, it's not a Rishas Yochid either. So it's Nishter Nishter. It's not a Rishas Yochid Minatora. It's not a Rishas Rabim Minatora. So we call it Karmelis Minatora. Karmelis is when it's neither this nor that. So Minatora, you're allowed to carry there. Midrabana, you're not allowed to carry there until you're surrounded with walls. So you make it a Rishas Yochid. So I have an area that itself is not a Rishas Rabim. Itself is not a Rishas Yochid. And now I surround that area with Turas HaPesach. I make four Turas HaPesach there. And then I go ahead and I carry from a Rishas Rabim into that surrounded area. So now I want to know, did I just violate carrying midaraisa? In order to violate carrying a Torah, you have to carry either from Rishas HaYochid to Rishas HaRabim, or from Rishas HaRabim to Rishas HaYochid, or Dalat Amos within Rishas HaRabim. Those are all three halachah moshtina, you have Toshim HaPeh, a little bit of Toshim HaKsav also, but those are the ABCs in terms of carrying on Shabbos min HaTorah. You have to go from one Rishas to another. But the question the Prima Gadim is raising is, did I create a Rishas HaYochid midaraisa? Did Turas HaPesach creative Rosh Hashayachid to the extent that I could even be chayav for carrying from Rosh Hashayachid to a new Rosh Hashayachid? Or do I say no? Rosh Hashayachid is defined by an area which is surrounded by walls. This is not a wall. So it's a Pesach is not a wall. Says the people God, them, I'm not even sure that the institution of Tzuras HaPesach exists on a level of Deraisa. Says, show me, a challenge, it says the people God, them, show me what Tzuras HaPesach does min HaTorah. So you wait, what? What do you mean Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work min HaTorah? What are you kidding? The Chachamim made up Tzuras HaPesach? It's a Mishnah Erevin Dabbeis? Well, the Mishnah Erevin Dabbeis is talking about an area that anyway you're allowed to carry min HaTorah. It's talking about, we spoke about last night, a Mavi Sosom. But we saw some means that I have an alleyway. It's surrounded by three walls. It's open on the fourth wall. So midirabbanan, there's a chumra. I'm not allowed to carry there. So the Mishnah says, if you put up a Tzuras HaPesach, then you can carry there. So it says the people, that doesn't prove anything. I want to know, does Tzuras HaPesach accomplish anything? Is it relevant? Does it mean anything on the level of the Araisa? The area in question, and the Beis and Erevin, is mutter to carry anyway, min HaTorah. Because even without a fourth wall at all, it's mutter to carry there. So then you go on to further sugyas, Daf Yud, Daf Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, whole sugyas in the end of the first Berakha of Erevin. Says the Prima Gadim, all those sugyas are talking about areas that anyway you're allowed to carry min HaTorah, either because they're not Rishas Rabbims, or because they have three walls anyway, or Omud Rubel apart, some of the things we spoke about last night. So comes the Prima Gadim and says, I learned 157 blot in Shabbos, 105 blot in Maseches Erevin. He doesn't say that, I'm telling you that. 105 blot in Maseches Erevin. And I don't find anywhere that the Gemara says black and white that Tzuras HaPesach is effective midaraisa. Every case of Tzuras HaPesach in the Gemara is an Erevin, anyway you're allowed to carry them in the Torah. So says the Prima Gadim, it could be that there never was such a din of Tzuras HaPesach midaraisa. It doesn't make any sense, Tzuras HaPesach midaraisa. Minatorah, bechitza is a bechitza, a wall, solid wall. This game, hocus pocus, polio, war across the top, maybe that was only made up by the Chacham.
What about
Klein? Oh, we're getting the Klein, we said it. So that was the Prima Gadim's suggestion. He doesn't know, he's not convinced that it's true. I'm not sure, Stochian. Maybe. And therefore, for the fellow who carries from a Rishas HaRabim to an area surrounded by quote-unquote mechitzas based on Tzuras HaPesach, says to people, I'm not sure that he's chayef. I don't know, Stochian, I'm not sure. Then he says, let's bring a raya, let's look, let's think. Says to people, I'll bring a raya. A raya that Tzuras HaPesach probably don't work min HaTorah, from a Sechus Sukh of all places, from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, at least the way the Ron read our Gemara says that Tzuras HaPesach and Sukkah, with great difficulty, they work at the very end. After you have a Shnayim Kehilchos or a Shlish Tefilot Tefach, then you want to throw in for good luck a Tzuras HaPesach. That's great. That's wonderful. Says the Prima Gadim, why don't they work for the first wall? And why doesn't it work for the second wall? Why can't you build a real Tzuras HaPesach, a real Sukkah based on pure Tzuras HaPesach? It's clear for the Gemara that you can't. The only time the Gemara introduces Tzuras HaPesach is at the very, very end when you're all done with the Torah anyway. Why can't the Tzuras HaPesach be effective in a Torah? Says the Prima Gadim, guess what? Because it's never effective in a Torah. Not in Shabbos and not in Sukkah. So this is the same conclusion as the Ran, but very, very different reasoning for the Ran. The Ran, quote unquote, proved from the Gemara that Tzuras HaPesach is not effective for Sukkah Midaraisa. That was the ironclad proof of the Ran that we're going to see is not going to be as ironclad as we thought it was. But the Ran convinced us yesterday that a Tzuras HaPesach is not effective Min HaTorah for Sukkah. So we wanted to know, why is that? What's the lumdus? What happened to Tzuras HaPesach? So the Ran went down the route of saying, Tzuras HaPesach is great Min HaTorah for Shabbos. For Sukkah, not so great. And what's the model for such a distinction? So he threw us back to the last sugya of Mechitza Sheni Nikaros. That highlighted for us that there's a different standards of Mechitzas for the two. The Prima Gadim said, no, there's no difference of standards. All Mechitzas are the same. Shabbos, and Sukkah, if it's good for Shabbos, it's good for Sukkah, good for Sukkah, good for Shabbos. So why is it that it's no good for Sukkah? The Teretz is because it's no good for Shabbos also. It's no good for Shabbos. Midaraisa, it's only made up by the Chachamim. And since it was made up by the Chachamim, you can't build a Sukkah deraisa. You can't be makel to use a standard mechitza derabbanan to be machsha sukkah deraisa. And there's no gemara anywhere that says that Tzuras HaPesach works on a level of deraisa. So you ask correctly, what do you mean there's no gemara? There is a gemara. The gemara, the second of the Maimakamos. Back to our sugya, ma'isa biyadamecha bebikas beis charsin, shenot zaba kundeisim biyabapinas asada, umasach zmar alem, umasach lechavi tulad in kilayim. The gemara said the feirish, that you're allowed to plant wheat on one side and grapes on the other side because there's a mechitza, there's a partition between the two. What's the mechitza? So the Gemara says, you don't need a wall. The Mishnah in Kilayim says you need a wall. The Gemara quotes Bryce, says, you don't need a wall. All you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. in order to be matir in Isser of Kilayim, that's an Indiraisa. Kilayim is an Isser Diraisa. It's Sarchalos Isser of Kilayim. So the standard for what constitutes a Mechitza to permit Kilayim has to be a standard on a level of Diraisa. So if you go with conventional wisdom, that Pteros HaPesach is a Diraisa, and no question about it, the only reason why Pteros HaPesach fails us in Sukkah is because of this quirk, this added halach of Sukkah that you need Teish V'Kein Taduru. But otherwise, in Kol HaTarakula, it's an acceptable mechitza, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. So then the Gemara even makes a lot of sense. But according to this idea of the Prima Godim, that we're not even sure that Tzuras HaPesach's work, Midaraisa, altogether, even in Shabbos, they may not do anything. So then how in the world do they work for the purposes of Kilayim? So here the Acharonim explained to us that the answer is as follows. That
God never mentioned.
Does he himself mention? I don't remember. He himself does it later. Acharonim points. I don't remember. So the standard answer that's given to defend this idea that maybe Tzuras HaPesach are in fact not midaraisa altogether. There are two different types of mechitzas in halacha. They're what we call a mechitza hamafsekes, and we call a mechitza hamakefes. Mechitza hamafsekes means that the role, the goal of the mechitza, is literally to serve as a barrier, never a mafsek, the separation between A and B. That's one kind of mechitza. Then you have what's called the mechitza hamakefes. Mechitza hamakefes means, lahakif means to surround, to close off an area, not just to separate between area A and area B, but to create dinim within area A. Area A is surrounded by mechitzas, so now there are certain halachas that govern the area of A. Not just the way A relates to B, but A in and of itself has its own series of halachas, mechitzas hamakifos. So come the Acharonim and say that for the purposes of Kilayim, what do you need for Kilayim? I have to close off and surround the field? I don't have to surround the field. All I have to do is separate between where my wheat is and where my grapes are. So let's say, for example, I have a field, I'm planting wheat, and I have grapes on the north side. So I don't have to put mechitzas all around the field. I just have to put one mechitza on the northern border of the field. Because the whole goal of a mechitza for Hilchas Kilayim is lahafsik, is to separate between A and B. Whereas in Hilchas Sukkah, the role of a mechitza, I'm not separating from the backyard. What's wrong with my backyard? My backyard's a great place. I have to create a reshus of a sukkah. So how do I do that? So comes Alach Moshe Messina and says, Shtayim kilchus ar shlish lafil tefach. That's what's necessary to create and to enclose an area. Or let's say for Shabbos. In order for me to be permitted to carry on Shabbos, or in order to create it, just a Yochanan Shabbos, I have to close off the area. I can't just make one wall. Let's say I have an area that's next to Shisra. So I'll build one wall there. That doesn't do the trick. I have to surround the entire area with walls. Now, what's called the entire area? So Midaraisa, according to Moshe Shem, three walls is called the entire area. Maybe Midrabani needs something on the fourth wall. So there are details as to what's called Lahakif as HaMakom. But the role of Mechitzas in Shabbos is very, very different. So basically, there are two different types of Mechitzas in Halacha. There's a Mechitza HaMafsekes and a Mechitza HaMakefes. So for the purposes of being a Mechitza HaMafsekes, that was never a question. Of course, Tzuras HaPesach does the trick. Nobody ever questioned that Tzuras HaPesach works min HaTorah. This is Sugin Erevin, Kilayim, for sure, it works min HaTorah. What the suffix of the people called them was, can Tzuras HaPesach do more than that? Can Tzuras HaPesach not only do a hafsaka, but can it do a hakofa as well? So what areas of halacha do we need a mechitzas hamakifos? We need to create Rishus Yachitz for Shabbos. We need to be machshir a sukkah. So that's what the people got him said, wait a second, not so posh. There's no Gemara Nerevin that says that Tzuras HaPesach's work. Yeah, the Mishnah says it works in an area that anyway you're allowed to carry minat Torah. Anyway, it's mukav mechitzas. It's a mavis awesome. The only halacha that we find that Tzuras HaPesach works minat Torah for sure is in Kilayim. Kilayim is a different area of halacha because Kilayim is Davra Mafsik, not a Davra Makiv. So when all the dust settles, everybody up until now agrees that Midaraisa, Tzuras HaPesach cannot work for a sukkah. That's not a shot, not a question. Proof positive. The Gemara says that because at the end, the very, very end of the sukkah, you already have two walls and a third wall. Now you just need a little bit more. So then and only then do we introduce the principle of Tzuras HaPesach. So Midaraisa, Shtayim Kilchus HaShlish V'Filo Tevach is what's necessary. Tzuras HaPesach don't work. So on the one hand, we know that Tzuras HaPesachs don't work for Sukkah. We know that Tzuras HaPesachs do work for Kilayim. What conclusion should we draw? So the Ran drew the conclusion, Tzuras HaPesach works mid HaTorah. It works in all areas of Halacha. with the one lone exception being Sukkah because of Teshuvah Kein Taduru. According to one side, the people got it, the exact opposite conclusion we should draw, that it does not work ever min HaTorah, with the one lone exception of Kelayim, which is not a Mechitza HaMakyafes. So everybody agrees it works in Kelayim. Everyone agrees it doesn't work in Sukkah. Everyone agrees L'mais it works in Shabbos, but we're not sure, does it work only on a level of Derabonan, or does it even work on a level of Deraisa? That's the Sukkah of the people got, and that's where the Ran is taking a stand. But if you take the approach that before the Primo Gadim came along, everybody else thought that Tzuras HaPesach is a Din D'Oraisa. Everybody who learned Erevin Daf Yud Aleph said, well, if it works for Kelayim, that it works for Shabbos, that Lomda Shechilek between Makefes and Mafsekes, no one ever heard of, I mean, less 200 years, no one ever thought of that until 200 years ago. What's the source for it? On the one hand, the Primo Gadim is a little bit easier because the Primo Gadim doesn't have to give us a source. If it's only Mid D'Rabbanan, it's a cooler Mid D'Rabbanan. It's like Korah, like Lechi and Korah, like other things we spoke about in the past, other kind of kulas mid derabanan that don't meet the mark min haTorah. But if you hold that it's a din d'oraisa, menahani mili, where does it come from? So the pashas of the bar mitzvah.
At Tzuras HaPesach, it makes sense that it would be only for mafsekat and not makefet, because it's an open air, Pesach is an opening. But what is it? It's an opening between something and something else. So, but it doesn't, but the an open Pesach doesn't...
Can't pull off that stunt. No, right. Okay, I hear this. So I'm gonna pick up on that word that you said logically in a minute. We're going to see just how logically Tzuras HaPesach really is. I'm going to come back to that in a second. So what's the source? Menonimili again. If you go down the root of the Prima Gradim, that the whole thing is not Minotaur, then you don't need a source. But if you go with conventional wisdom, like the Ran for sure held, that Tzuras HaPesach isn't their ice, at least by Shabbos, where does it come from? So the Tashtas Advarim is that it has to be part of this Halach Moshe Sinai called Bechitzas. You know, the Gemara tells us in Brachas and in Shabbos and in Erev and in Sukkah time and time again that Chatzitza and Mechitzas, Halach Moshe Sinai, Shiurin Chatzitza and Mechitzas. How do you know Kezayis and how do you know Kebetz and how do you know Dara? These are all Halach Moshe Sinai. And how do you know the details of Chatzitzas and Mikvah? Halach Moshe Sinai. And how do you know Huchas Mechitzas? Halach Moshe Sinai. So what is included in that phrase, Mechitzas Halach Moshe Sinai? So we already saw, according to one opinion, the requirement of 10 tefachim is purely Halach Moshe Sinai. There's no pasuk for it whatsoever. The din of love, less than 3 tefachim is considered to be connected, is Halach Moshe Sinai. There's no pasuk at all. Dofen Akuma, that the sukkahs, the tops bend over and walls bend in all kind of directions, that's Halach Moshe Sinai. No source in Chumash, in Toshim Chusav whatsoever. The pashtus is that the din of Tzuras HaPesach falls under that category. It's mechitzas Halach Moshe Sinai. It's part of the all-encompassing statement of mechitzas Halach Moshe Sinai. That's the pashtus advarim. It's the pashtus advarim, but the Gemara doesn't say it anywhere. I guess either it's wrong or it's so pasht that the Gemara didn't even bother telling it. It's hard to tell. So the Chazanish has a line where that's I thought you were going down the road. The Chazanish says. No, he doesn't think you need Halach Moshe Mesinai for Tzuras HaPesach. He thinks that Tzuras HaPesach is a Svar Pshuta. He says it's just common sense. Common sense, by the way. The people of God wasn't even sure that it exists in HaTorah. But the Chazanish says, no, he thinks it's common sense that there's a principle of a Tzuras HaPesach. What's the common sense? What's the Svar Shemo? So I think it's along the lines of what you're saying. Well, the ultimate Rishus HaYochid is a house. I mean, you can't get more Rishus HaYochid than that. Every house has to have a doorway. Otherwise, once you're inside, you're never going to be able to get out. So obviously, you have a doorway to go in and out. And what is a doorway? Well, Poskim Pashas Bo, Shtei Mezuzas, V'yala Mashkov, every doorway is built that way. You have two falls on the side, and you have something across the top. So the something across the top doesn't have to be mamish, a piece of wood. It could be even a vine, like the Gemara said. It could be a wire. It could be a telephone wire. It doesn't matter what the top is, but you need Atzura means the imagery of a Pesach. So the Chazanish writes, it's a milsa de pshita. It's built into the system. The Torah just speaks about, the Halach Moshe Sinai talks about Rishus HaYochid. A house is Ein Lecha Rishus HaYochid Golo Mizeh. Every house has an opening to it. So by definition, that's called Atzura HaPesach. So Atzura HaPesach is built into the very system. You don't need a pasuk for it. You don't need a din derabanan for it. You don't even need a Halach Moshe Sinai for it. Common sense dictates there's a principle called the Atzura HaPesach. Well, I guess if you like the Chazanish, I thought that was a big, big chiddush what the Chazanish is saying. So I'm willing to say that Tzuras HaPesach is a d'oraisa against that side of the people got him, but to say it's just Svara, not Halach Moshe Sinai, I don't know. I'm not going to argue with the Chazanish, but I thought that was a big, big chiddush the way the Chazanish is presenting.
And if it's true, you wouldn't, by Sukkah, you wouldn't need the Fanos. If that was true,
but then you have to fall back on the run. If you hold that Tzuras HaPesach works mid deraisa b'Shabbos, then the only reason why it doesn't work by Sukkah is because of Teshuvah Kein Taduru. So you have to fall back on the run.
If Tzorta Petach works, Mitil Raita for Shabbos, then you could theoretically build an Erev within Rishut HaRabim.
Well, then you have another problem. You have the problem of Asi Rabba Vatli Mechitzta.
But if it's within a big area, that's Rishut HaRabim.
But Asi Rabba Vatli Mechitzta means if you have an area that you're trying to close off that is a Rabim, Shabbos HaRabim, while walking through, so that trumps everything, according to those who accept that there's such a problem. Last that year we spoke about, not everyone agrees to that, but we assume that's another problem of Asi Rabba. So what all the dust settles, you can't build an Erev based on Tzurus HaPesach, based on telephone poles in the middle of a Rishus Ram Deraisa. There's no question, I shouldn't say there's no question, but we Paskin, you can't do that. For one of two possible reasons. One is because of the Prima Gadim. If you hold like the Prima Gadim, then you can't because how it doesn't work at all in a Torah, so the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But even without the Prima Gadim, even if you go with conventional wisdom against the Prima Gadim, that Tzurus HaPesach to work with a Torah, you still have this other issue called Asi Ram Avat L'Mechitzta. So Lamaisa, you still have to first clear the way that it's not a Rishus Ram Deraisa, but probably not because of the Prima Gadim, probably only for the second reason. So everything we've been talking about for the last 2 days is working with this assumption that Tzurus HaPesach and Sukkah fail us. It doesn't work. And who led us to believe that? That was Aran. This long Aran says, Tzurus HaPesach for Sukkah just don't work. Either because of something unique about Sukkah, or because Tzurus HaPesach in general don't work with the Torah. But that's like absolute chagfla yavar. Tzurus HaPesach and Sukkah don't work with the Torah. Until we turn the page over, and we get to the Rush. But the Rush says he's not even so sure. Says the Rush in the fourth of the Ramah Kamos, the second line into the Rush. V'kevan da'avalei Tzurus HaPesach, mida'araisa sagila b'hochi. Says the Rush, once you happen to have a Tzurus HaPesach, min ha'Torah, you're okay. Min ha'Torah, you have a great sukkah. Why? T'b'chol mokom Tzurus HaPesach chashiv k'mechitza. He says that in all areas of halacha. Well, listen, there are only two areas that we know of. All areas of halacha. Kilayim, as you said. Shabbos. Says Tzurus HaPesach. Of course Tzurus HaPesach is a mechitza. What's the shayla? That which on the third wall of a sukkah, you require a shlish dafilu tefach, that's only midrabanan. You know why? Because anyway you need a Tzurus HaPesach. Remember we learned yesterday, when you have a shtayim kilchus on a shlish dafilu tefach, so the third wall is not really enough tefach. You have to also put a Tzurus HaPesach there, says the Rush. Well, once you're putting a Tzurus HaPesach there, so min haTorah, that's perfectly okay. Because Tzurus HaPesach is bechol makom Tzurus HaPesach hashke mechitza. The Rush has made an equation. Tzurus HaPesach equals a mechitza.
According to the Rush 3...
That's right. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, well, according to the Rush, if you can build the third wall with the Tzurus HaPesach min haTorah, why can't you build the first two walls the way also? So the answer is, yeah, in Achinab, you talk again. So the Rush disagrees with everything we said. You see, if I would have quoted the Rush at the beginning of the Shia, everyone would have said so. Everyone would have left. So I had to save save the Rush for last. That the Rush disagrees with the Ran, disagrees with the Prima Gadim. The Rush says all the premises that we set up now are all incorrect, says the Rush. If it works for Kelayim, it works for Shabbos, and it works for Sukkah. It's only Mechitza Mafsekes, the Rush never heard of such a thing. It doesn't work with a Torah, the Rush never heard of such a thing. What's the Mokar? Either the Svar of the Chazanish, or the Halacha Sini that we're saying, whatever it is, it works with a Torah, because that's the equation. According to the Rush, the guiding principle of the entire Sukkah is, the Bechol Mokom Tzurus HaPesach Choshev Kimechitza. A Tzurus HaPesach is the halachi equivalent of a mechitza.
Means why do you need it's a general question for the whole thing.
So you're right. In Achinavi, because Midrabanan, they did away with Tzurus HaPesach. Midrabanan Chazal didn't want you to build sukkahs. You can't write the halacha l'maisi. You can't. Right. He says. He started up by saying the halva Tzurus HaPesach with the raisa sagel of
halacha.
Yeah. Min haTorah, you need that tefach, but right. Whatever. Either nikaros or some other reason. Right. So I would have to mechitza nikaros. It's hard to ask a kasha in the Rush without the mechitza nikaros. Half the Rishonim never heard of mechitza nikaros. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, Reb Chaim said last sugya, mechitza nikaros was a prat in Huchas Gurasik. There wasn't a prat in Huchas Sukkah. That prevented us from saying Gurasik. That's not a rule that permeates Huchas Sukkah. So in all the dust settles, we have three very, very different approaches as to what is the status of a Tzurus HaPesach. Why does a Tzurus HaPesach fail us in Sukkah? L'maisa, we know you can't build a Sukkah with Tzurus HaPesach. Halacha l'maisa, you can't. No question about it. Why not? According to the Ran, you can't min haTorah. But within the Ran, why can't you min haTorah? One of two possibilities. Either because of Mechitas Nikaros, or as the Prima Gadim suggested, because just two aspects just don't exist in the Torah at all to be makif. Then you have the third approach of the rush that in Ochanam in the Torah you can, and midrabban it's a chumah that you can't. So hopefully, Hashem, we could pick up in a week or so from now. So then we'll try to pick up and see what are the ramifications of this Torah Pesach, what can and can't do, particularly in the realm of Pesukah. And again, much of the modeling is going to come from Ochanam.